Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for the assignment that you've called us to. Father, we believe by faith that you're going to give us the wisdom, the strategies, Father, the insight, Father, to complete it, Lord. Tonight, Lord God, I thank you, Father, whatever we need to see, whatever we need to hear, Lord, just expose it tonight, Lord God, and give us the wisdom on how to make it happen. We thank you for it now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, first of all, I just want to thank Apostle for obeying the Holy Ghost, number one. You know, last night I was sitting down thinking about, just thinking about the lesson, and the Holy Ghost is right on time. Apostle know how to hear from the Holy Ghost. Apostle is right on time. And I just thinking that we are part of it. You know, I'm talking a little while. When it comes down to evangelism, I grew up in a Baptist circle, and and I went to church, and all I thought was, you go to church, you come home, you take communion, and that's it. And really, like, you really never had any, no purpose. And finding out, man, there's a lot more to God than just that. In fact, that's not it, just going to church, taking communion, going to church, taking communion. It's more to it than that. There's something God called us to, and that's why I believe that the church is lacking power in some areas, because the church is not doing what God called them to do. God called us to say, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. But we come to church, we sit down, we go back home, we do this, we come to church. In fact, there was a young man some years ago, he went and talked to his pastor because he was sitting in the church, and he was upset because he went and asked the pastor, Lord, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? No, let me say this. He came to me, Brother Larry, what is my purpose? And sad to say, I didn't have an answer for him. I did not have an answer for him. I told him, well, man, just do what you know how to do. Just be faithful. Always be at church. Do what the pastor tells you to do. But that was not the answer he needed to hear. And that's why I believe that I know that's why people come to churches and they leave churches. That's why I think people come to church and they think they're supposed to be here. You see, because there's something in them. There's something God built in us. You see, it came with a divine nature. There's something in us. That's why people are always searching. That's in us, God putting us to do more. And to do more is to evangelize. See, listen, God, the Bible say in John 3:16. In fact, let's go to lesson two. That's where we're starting tonight. Go to lesson two. Because in order to bring evangelism to its forefront, in order to fulfill what God has called us to do as his children, not just men of God, but as his children, the only way to function properly in evangelism, two major things in our lesson tonight, love and compassion. In fact, the Bible says, that God is love. And we know, so because God is love, nothing functions in the kingdom without love. Faith doesn't work without love. God moved because of love. So in order to function effectively and have results in evangelism, there must be love. Now, let's look at our lesson tonight. It said, God love is always demonstrated through action. People tell you they love you, and they tell the pastor that they love him and I love you, but then love always is an action word. Love always has a follow-through. You see, you can tell what's in a man's heart by his actions. You can say you love me, but show me. So it said, God's love is demonstrated through action. So it says, look at 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy 2 and 4 says, God said, God, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, that's God's purpose. That's God's whole purpose. If it's such a thing as, that's the thing that make God get up in the morning. If it's such a thing as God getting up in the morning. God's whole purpose is this. Who will have all men. Who will have all men to be saved. Listen, and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, what we have to do through love is get that in our hearts. See, my goal is, listen, when I'm every day is to have all men. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I don't want to see nobody catch hell here. So my goal should be, listen now, catch it, who will have all men to be saved. Think about that. Who will have all men to be saved? If you really love God and don't like the devil, that should be in your heart. Who will have all men to be saved? Listen now, not saved, and come to the knowledge of the truth about who they are and who God is. Watch this now. Here's God. He said, those are not just words that sound nice, but they are backed up with action. God didn't just say that. God backed it up. Now, you know, it cost God a lot to back that up. It says, those are not just words that sound nice, but they are backed up with action. God did something about it. Why he did something about it? God sent his only son, Jesus, to die in our place. John 3:16. Let's look at it in the Bible. John 3:16. John 3:16. See, it's not hard. It's not hard. God has showed us how to do it. Jesus has showed us how to do it. Just stick with what already said before us. God is love. Just walk in love. Follow Jesus. Let's follow what Jesus already have done. It's very simple. Look what it says here. John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. Listen now. Look what he did. That he gave. Action. That he gave. Listen. You know God gave. For God so loved the world that he gave. Listen. His only begotten son. Now watch this word now. That whosoever. See, we're going to deal with this word whosoever. Because sometimes we have problem with whosoever evangelizing. Sometimes we have a whosoever problem with evangelizing. But listen now, but if I love like God, whosoever is not a problem. Whosoever, wheresoever, whensoever, it's not a problem. You know, because if God gave all, I'm supposed to be able to give all. Why? Because the Bible telling me, 2 Peter, I have his divine nature. It's on the inside of me. See, listen, it's very simple. I like Apostle say, we just got to go on the inside. If we go on the inside, we evangelize. Look what it says now. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what? I begin with this because I believe the Holy Ghost is right on time. I believe Apostle is right on time. Because last night I was sitting down in my office thinking about this, and the Lord brought up this scripture in, where was it? 2 Timothy. Listen to this scripture. 2 Timothy. Paul got a letter to young Timothy, a young man of God, and he was preparing him. He was preparing him for ministry. To get ready for ministry. Because here's what lies ahead, and I believe we are in those times right now. That's why I know it's expedient that we be about our Father's business. Not in a rush, because it's the Holy Ghost timing. Yeah. But it ought to be the first thing on our mind when we get up in the morning. See, the Holy Ghost got the strategy. He got the plans. He had the purpose. He had the strategy. He has the wisdom. We just got to wait on him. Yeah. But listen now, here's why it's so important that we do what we're doing right now. The third verse, chapter 3, verse 1. Here Paul writing to young Timothy, the evangelist, said, this know also that in these last days, perilous times shall come. Brother, the time we're living in now, brother, is perilous times. I'm telling you, brother, if we're in the last days, brother, we're in the last days. Look what it says here now. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Think about it now. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Can you see that with today? Can you see that's the condition of men today? Now listen, the answer is they need Jesus. And the answer is we got Jesus. All these things that they're doing, maybe because they need Jesus. Maybe they haven't heard the truth yet. That's why they're unholy. That's why they're disobedient to the parent. Maybe if we start doing our job, this won't happen. Not everywhere. You can always have some. But I believe, you know, the majority will come on in. Listen now, I believe the majority can come on in if we do our jobs. If the church start doing their job. It says this. Listen now. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, and contending, fierce, despised of those that are good, traitors, heaters, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure. Listen now, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure, why? More than lovers of God. Why is that? Really, I don't believe because they really haven't been introduced to God properly. See, listen, we got it. We the one God put us in charge of it. We the one that can bring it to him. See, God called us. Watch this now. He said this. Listen. Successful evangelism functions properly through love and compassion. I wrote down that God is love and he proved it. Why? He sent his only begotten son. Listen now. It says this. Listen, an apostle gave us this. Changing the lives of people with the word of God. See, we have it. Listen, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. That's us. If we do all those things, then we're going to see the home of covenant winners. Then we'll start seeing more successful Christians. Listen now, watch this now. So now let's go to our example. Jesus demonstrated love more than anybody else. See, love is not judgmental. Love does not look at a person and judge them. Love does not decide if I'm going to do this or not. Love just does it. So watch this now. Watch this now. Watch this. Yeah, this is a statement. This is something else I thought about last night about our responsibility. Now, you know God is not everybody's father, but he is everybody's creator, right? Right? So... And when Jesus made that, when Jesus gave us in, let's go, in, man, I'm kind of fumbling around everywhere. Go to Mark chapter 16, based upon what I just said. I'm going to find my spot. Mark chapter 16. I call this the assignment. That's what I call this. I call this the assignment. Mark chapter 16. Based upon this, that God is not everybody's father, but he's everybody's creator. So I believe, watch this now, in Mark chapter 16, verse 14, after what he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided themselves with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not on them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said this unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the assignment. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's the assignment. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if it drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. And I say that to say this. Yes, God is not everybody's father, but he's everybody's creator. But I believe we are stewards over his creation. Listen to what I'm saying. I believe, based upon what he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So God put us responsible for his creation. Now, listen now. Listen now. All those that shall be saved. Now, everybody's not going to be saved. But he put me responsible. He said, he put me in a position where, listen, where I can give every man I meet the opportunity to, you know, to accept him as his father. He said, Bible says, look, remember Stephen said, how should they know unless they send a preacher? Yeah. How are they going to know unless somebody go out there and talk about Jesus? That's why, you know, that's why I'm talking about love and compassion. That's why sometimes we ought to go some places we don't really feel like going. I remember I got so spiritual and so holy that family function, I didn't want to go to them because they had alcohol and they had music there. Well, you know, alcohol and music ain't going to change me. I'm going that holy, I'm leaving that holy. Yeah. You see, listen, and somebody need to walk in there and make somebody need to walk in the place and make the beer get a little warm on them. Yeah. Uh-huh. Somebody, yes. I had an uncle. When he come around, I mean, we used to ask, man, who invited him? It made us uncomfortable. Why? He spent a lot of time with God. So he come to the barbecue, everybody pushing their beer under the seat. Listen, we were supposed to be doing that. He's supposed to have that kind of effect. Why? Listen, now, that's very man right there. When I wanted Jesus, guess who I went to? That same man I was hiding the beer from. That's who I got saved at. I went to him. What did I need to do to be saved? I need Jesus. Why? The very man. But suppose he didn't come. How would I have known? His relationship with God was just deep. Sometimes God has sent you, talking about evangelism, sometimes God has sent you in a place where you no longer go. So we can't be so spiritual. Remember now, whosoever. God said whosoever. He said whosoever. Jesus hung out with sinners. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, you know, they were too religious. No. They didn't want to hang around, but he hung out with them. Why? Why? Love and compassion. Two words now, listen, brother. Listen, you can't walk out the door in the morning unless love and compassion is functioning, or you will never be effective. Listen what I'm saying now. You cannot walk out the door in the morning, listen, to be effective without love and compassion. Let's go. Watch this now. Watch this. Amen. Let's look at Jesus demonstrate his love and compassion. John chapter 4, verse 1. John chapter 4, verse 1. Let's look at love in demonstration here. That's a lot of reading, but I don't want to read that much. The seventh verse, I'm going to do some reading. There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, who is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give them shall never thirst, but the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said unto him, I have no husband. Now, you know, Jesus knew this already. Right. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband, in that thou saidest thou truly. Now, notice what he did then. Notice what love would do. Listen now, he didn't condemn her. No. He didn't talk about her. Listen. He didn't turn her away because she was a whorish woman. No, why? Why? What love? Love and compassion on him. Listen now, you know, I always say this. You know, I always believe this. I don't believe, you know, a young man 3 or 5 years old will grow up and says he's going to be a bank robber, he's going to be a crackhead, he's going to be this. I don't believe a woman, a child, 5 years old, 6 years old, says she's going to grow up and she's going to be just a promiscuous woman. No, something happened to cause them to be that way. Something happened to cause that person to be there. Some way, kind of way, they got tricked to be the person that they are. Somewhere, something happened to them. You know, so listen now, remember now, here's why. Who will have all men to be saved, listen, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Somewhere they don't have some truth. Listen, because they had the same opportunity I have. I'm not doing it. Why? Listen, I met Jesus. So maybe if they meet Jesus, they'll stop doing it. Before I judge him. No, it's not. Jesus didn't judge the woman. He didn't judge her. See, I was a divine setup. God put me in the right place. Listen, because God loved that woman. So God sent her to Jesus. God loved that woman. She wasn't there by accident. She wasn't there just looking for no water. No, God sent her to that well on purpose. Why? Why? Her answer was there. Her truth was there. For God so loved the world that he gave. It's only because of whosoever. See, that's what I'm saying. That's the attitude, that's the frame of mind that we have to have when we go out. Whosoever, it doesn't matter. Why? And you won't have that without love. You won't have that without compassion. Yeah. Love and compassion. I didn't say how you feel. I'm just saying it's in you, and you just do it. Because yeah. You're not going to like everybody. I don't like everything everybody do, but God said I got to love them. Yeah. You know, and if you talk to them long enough, you find out why they're doing what they're doing. If you talk to him long enough, if you let the Holy Ghost do his job and talk to him long enough, you will find out why they're doing what they're doing. Why? Why? Because they didn't have the opportunity maybe we had. So watch this now. Now watch this now. Watch the results of that. So listen, all the way down to the 29th verse. Suppose Jesus condemned the woman. Suppose Jesus told her, get away from me, you whorish woman. Listen now. Listen, Jesus witnessed to her, listen now, and she went out and evangelized. It's something here. It's something, listen, something I sense in this man. What? That's that love. And that's that compassion. So suppose he didn't do that. Look what you said now. Come and see a man which had told me all things that I ever did. Listen to them. Is not this the true Christ? Listen. Otherwise, he didn't condemn me. He didn't talk about me. He didn't run me away. Listen. Evidently, somewhere else, somebody, listen. Why she ain't went to the religious folk? So evidently, she used to people talking about it because she knew how she was living and she knew he wasn't lying. But he didn't shut her off. He loved God, but he didn't shut her off. He didn't feel like she was lower than him. Love is a powerful thing, man. If we walk around with love, listen, which evangelism is all about, listen, people will come to us. We'll have a problem. So listen, I'm saying, you're going to meet some people. I remember this. I had an incident this year. I was in a store looking for a shirt and a tie. And I went to two or three shirt and ties. I can't find one. Here come this little man twisting, coming to me. You know what I mean? Twisting, coming to me. You know, now first thing in my mind, I don't want to be bothered with him. You know, that's a little homosexual. Yeah. But nope, whoa, come on in. Come in. He said, can I help you? I said, yeah, I'm looking for a shirt and a tie just looking for a shirt and a tie. So he said, okay. Well, he went over there and some stuff. He said, no. I said, no, I said, listen, this is for church. I'm not going out in the club. I said, anyway, listen, sir, do you have a relationship with Christ? Yes, I do. I'm born again. I sing in the choir. You know, probably the truth. Yeah. He probably sing in the choir. I'm pulling that. He probably sing in the choir. Yeah. He said, okay. He said, and the Lord used me in the sermon. Well, I didn't go that with him. Yeah. So later on, after he couldn't find me coming in, he said, sir, he said, listen, let me ask him. Why are you asking me that? Mm-hmm. See, he figured I'm trying to come against him. Yeah. Because of his homosexuality, which he know is not right. You know, evidently he felt uncomfortable when I got around him. So you know something wasn't right. He said, no, I'm just doing my job. God told me to go out in the world and preach the gospel. I'm supposed to witness to you. I said, I was led by the Holy Ghost to ask you that question. I said, he led me there for a reason, son. He said, well, I'm saved, man. I sing in the choir. So he challenged me and kind of walk away. Why are you asking me that question? I said, because God loves you. God love everybody and God love you. I said, you're supposed to be doing the same thing I just did. Yeah. I said, God love everybody. Yeah. You see, plant the seed. Yeah. Somebody else is going to water. Yeah. And somewhere down the line, we're going to have some increase there. Yeah. If I don't condemn them and just plant their seed. Yeah. See, listen now. He's not mine, that's God's creation. Yeah. So who am I to condemn God's creation? That's God's creation. Mm-hmm. I let the Holy Ghost deal with him. I just did my job and put the seed in. Yeah. And I let the Holy Ghost do the rest of the job. Yeah. So somewhere, listen now, here's the thing. And I expect results. So somewhere I'm expecting increase. Yeah. Somewhere I'm expecting him to change his life somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You see, I just put the seed in. Because that God creation, that's not my creation. Who am I to talk about God creation? That's not my job. God told me to go preach the gospel to him. He didn't tell me to talk about him. No. See, look, like Jesus, that woman at the well. He could have said, "Lord, what's wrong with him?" No. Look what it. And he made an evangelist. God, she was evangelizing. Yeah. Remember, I told everybody, come see a man. Yeah. Listen, who's carrying the truth? You see? So, now, one more example. The 8th chapter of John. Man, Jesus showed us how to do it, man. Listen, all we got to do is just follow the plan. Listen, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. Can I say it this way, Lord? Listen, it's simple. It isn't deep. Long time ago, Apostle said this, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to get over spiritual. We just got to just let the Holy Ghost do his job, be led by the Holy Ghost, and just love people. Listen, now, listen, here's what I find. Listen, now, you need my, I find it just easy to be, it's just easy to be nice and easy to love people. Man, it's too hard to try to fix. It's too hard to do something else. It's too stressful. And I don't let nobody kill me. So I'm like, well, I just love you. You don't have to love me, but I'm going to love you, brother. I'm going to love you. It's so easy just to love people. You know, I go in the store, speak to people sometimes. They don't want to say nothing back. No, that's your loss. That's your loss. Because I'm carrying the truth. You see? So anyway, John chapter 8. And you know the story. John chapter 8, verse 1 says, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came to the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in her midst, they said unto him, Master, trying to trap him, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? What sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that he might have to accuse him, but Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself up and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the elders, even until the last. And Jesus left alone, and a woman standing in her midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, he saw none but the woman. He said, Woman, where are thy accusers? Had no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. See, love and compassion. I don't condemn you. Yeah, you messed up, but I don't condemn you. I'm going to love you. You see, I'm going to love you. You see, listen, neither do I condemn thee. Listen now, go and sin no more. Didn't condemn her. He just loved her. Love is a powerful force. In order to win people to Christ, listen now. Why Jesus, everywhere Jesus went, I mean, multitude of people followed him. Why? It wasn't, compassionate, he took him, he fed him. Yeah, he healed that sick. But he fed him because he loved him. He healed that sick because he loved him. So they followed, the throngs of people followed him everywhere he went. Why? Because they sensed the love that was in his heart. They sensed it, and they wanted it. So as we go out to evangelize, when they sense the love, they're going to want it. Even what we call, you might think, the toughest person. I'm telling you, love is a powerful force. Love will melt their heart. Compassion will melt their hearts. Love and compassion. Says this, listen. It says in our book, love is always full of action. Love is always full of action. Love is always full of action. Jesus made a statement one time. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do my commandments. Well, what one is this commandment? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. You say, no, okay, prove that you love me. Go into the world and preach the gospel. You see, when we begin to teach the church about evangelism, see, because people are sitting there every Sunday in the church and they come to church like, and they like to have nothing to do. No, man, but God is expecting us. Yeah. See, it's not up to the apostle. No. His job is to equip us. Yeah. Listen, fill us up on Sunday and we go next and we go empty out Monday morning. Yeah. That's his job. His job is to fill us on Sunday. On Sunday. Yeah. And on Monday through Friday, through Saturday, we go empty out. Why? And listen, with results. You see, so watch this now. Love is always full of action. Somebody said, well, no, I don't have no love. Yes, you do have love. The Bible says, Romans chapter 5. So what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm just stirring up the gift, the love that's in us. You know, you have plenty of opportunity not to love. Because people are putting you in that position. I'm telling you, some of the challenge. Remember those, the people just read about in Timothy? People are putting you in a position, but listen, but I can love. Why? Because I got help. The Holy Ghost is in me. And I know I got love in me. It's in me. Why? Listen, Romans 5:5. And who make it not ashamed? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So the love is there. Then I got help to put it into action. They call him the Holy Ghost. So I have no excuse. That's when, you know, when we get before God, God will ask the question, what have you done? We have no excuse. We are fully equipped, Brother Ronald. We are fully equipped. We are fully equipped to get this job done. Then God, listen now, then God gave apostles a sign. Whoa, for such a time as this. For such a time as this. This Apple and Facebook and this, such a time as this, where people spend more time with Facebook than they spend with God. Mm-hmm. Where people don't ask God no more, they Google if they ask a question. They don't ask Jesus no more, they ask a question on the computer now because it's so fast. But there's no trusting God but trusting that in that phone. Yeah. Such a time as this. So God is sending us out now, listen, to reconcile man back unto him. See, it's reconciliation time now. So we can reconcile back to him. So we can trust in the Lord with all our heart. Listen, that's what God wants. God wants to trust in him only. He wants man to bring man back. That's what we're here for. Not to be here so much, but to be out there plenty. Listen, every day we're going. See, love is a very sensitive thing. When you pass my approach sometimes, whoa, what is that? That's love saying, see, listen, love senses a need. See, love, nobody has an empty vessel with no love. So love will go there, whoa, what is that? That's why you can witness so easy. That's why sometimes when you leave, I had it. When you leave a person, the person look at it and say, sir, thank you so much. Oh, sir, thank you. Sir, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's what love does. Love, thank you, sir. Why? That's love. Watch this now. Watch this. Let's see. I said, love is the key. Let's see. I said that Jesus was our demonstration for love. He showed us how to love. Even to go to, what is it? It says, when we say we love Jesus, those are action-filled words. When we say we love our neighbor, those be action-filled words as well. Jesus lives on the inside of us, listen, so that we can love the world around us. Jesus lives on the inside of us. Remember he told him in Matthew 28 to go and preach the gospel, and then he said, but I'll be with you. I'm not seeing you out there by yourself. I'm there. It's like Apostle said. See, we just got to switch and go on the inside. Yeah. He said something, another thing about love. In love, there's such a boldness in love. There's such a confidence in love. Why? Because you know love can't fail. See, listen. So that's why it doesn't matter about the rejection. See, love will take away. You know, nobody likes to be rejected. Yeah. But see, look, I don't ever believe I'm so much rejected. I know that seed was there. And that person got to deal with that seed. So I don't leave feeling that listen, nothing wasn't accomplished. I just leave to see. Because now I'm witnessing people just, no, sir, yes, sir, no. I wouldn't just kind of shun y'all. No, you heard that. So you charged it. And somewhere, somehow, you're going to hear it again. Somewhere, somehow, you're going to hear it again. Because I planted the seed. You see? So watch this now. So Jesus lives on the inside of us so that we can love the world around us. Jesus lives on the inside of us. I know we all know that, but listen, Jesus lives on the inside of me. So I have the ability to love. If I say I can't love, then I might not be saved. If you can't love, you might not be saved. Why? God is love. And the Bible says, greater is he that is in you and he that's in the world. So for me to say no, she said, no, sir, I can't do that. I can't love like that. No, you might not be saved. Mm-hmm. Check it. Watch this now. God sent his son in the world. Listen, into the world. Listen now. His love in action. Now, here's the thing. Here's our assignment. He is sending us into the world as well. That's our assignment. You know, the Bible says this, you know, listen now, and take it now. You see that the callings of God are without repentance. So I wonder if we get before God, God will want to know what you did with the calling about evangelizing. He said the callings of God are without repentance. In other words, when God gives you an order, he don't take it back. Why? Because, listen. Why? Because I've given you the ability to do it. You have my divine nature. You see, you got the Holy Ghost. You got all the help. You got the best help you could ever find. You got the Holy Ghost in you. So we have no excuse. And listen, and you all know it because you have done it. And what a joy it is when a person receives Christ in their life. You just grab him by the hand and pray for him, and that person receives. What an amazing joy that is. Because I don't like the devil. I can't stand him. And that's one, no, you don't have him. You don't have him no more. You don't have her no more. What a feeling that is. Listen, the best feeling, I'm telling you, the best feeling that is to find, when you pray with someone, there's someone except Christ. There's no feeling like it. There's no feeling like it. You see? Again, love is not judgmental. Jesus didn't condemn the woman. You know, and sometime, you know, and we all been there. Sometime we almost forget where God brought us from when we're dealing with people. What you mean? Sometimes we'll look at a person and, you know, I had that experience one time, kind of get on them one day. And then the Lord reminded me, remember, he reminded me of where he brought me from. You know, because this person was doing some things, man. I'm not ministering to him in love. I'm fussing at him. So I get back in the car, and God reminded me a little flash. Now, remember where I brought you from? Only difference between that person there and you is me. If you'd have loved him, maybe he'd have came on in. But you're fussing at him. Listen, you fussing at him ain't going to make him stop doing what he's doing. If you love him, he'll come on the other side. See, so sometimes, you know, in witnessing, you come time, you almost forget where God brought you from sometime. That's what I'm talking about. And you look at a person, and remember now, love doesn't condemn. And begin to condemn him, and we should be witnessing to him. But what about where God brought you from? You see, I remember my day, August 1998. I remember when that burden came up. I went to my same in or something. That burden came, it's like a load was lifted off of my shoulder. When I came to Christ, August 1998, never forget it, August 98, a Monday morning, I'll never forget it. Almost like a positive, almost same story from a Sunday night of being out. Wake up to the next Monday morning, it felt like I had nothing. Money, pocket full of money, nice car in the yard, just everything, but felt like I had nothing. Here come my uncle in my mind. Water in my eyes, I'm crying. Water in my eyes, I'm crying. Call him on the phone, come over, son. You see? See, so God reminded me of where he took me from and got me to the place. Love brought me to that place. So he said, listen now, no, you go back, you handle that wrong. Go love that man. Go love him. Go Go love that man. So now let's go on. I'm almost finished, y'all. I'm almost finished. Almost. It says this. Just as we depend on the Holy Spirit, we do. We have the opportunity to be dependent on the Holy Spirit at will. Jesus handed us the baton, and he says, now you go and do likewise. And he said that, show mercy on them, compassion. Then he said, Jesus to him, go and do likewise. Compassion is the key to unlock the hearts of humanity. Compassion is the key. Compassion is the key. Got to win their hearts. Compassion is the key. Let you know, as bold and as confident as Apostle Thompson up there when he's preaching, almost having fear and trembling. Why so many people, why he's following all the world? He's the most compassionate man. Listen, and love people. Why so much on can't mean we don't have no information to say from all over the world? What is that? You know, and as bold as he is, and as confident as he is, but his heart. You see, in his word, that's the spirit behind it. That's a compassionate spirit behind his word. Listen, that's a spirit of love behind his words. Sorry, what is it? Compassion and love draws people like they did for Jesus. Why they come from all over the world to Darryl? Why? They sense the love. Sense the compassion. They know he's going to tell them the truth, whether they like it or not. That's love. If you love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. See, what it is? So compassion is the key to unlock the hearts of humanity. The word compassion means does not mean merely to have pity on someone who is less fortunate. Instead, it is full of passion fueled with God's love to motivate us into action. Jesus demonstrated true compassion throughout his ministry. Matthew chapter 14. Let's look at that scripture before we close. He demonstrated compassion throughout his whole ministry. Healed the sick, fed the hungry, raised the dead. He stopped a funeral train one day. Boy, I said, oh, no. He stopped a funeral train. Raised the boy from the dead. Why? For the mama in tears crying. But he had compassion on her. Now, you know, now I wonder how many people followed him after that. I wonder how many people got into ministry after that, after they saw that. How many came after they saw that love and that compassion? Listen now, he didn't know him, but he knew the woman. He knew he had to love him. See, love, remember now, love had action. Love motivated him. Then just whosoever. That's a powerful word, brother. Whosoever, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they're white, doesn't matter if they're black, doesn't matter if they got tattoos all over their body, doesn't matter how many piercings they got on them, no matter what they smell like. Whosoever, no matter what they drive, what they don't drive, no matter where they live, where they don't live, whosoever. When you get that, that signal, whoa, that's God's, you. When you get that signal, listen now, don't tell me you won't get the signal, you will get the signal. Love will give you a signal, brother. Why? For God so loved the world that whosoever, you go in Walmart tomorrow, they got a bunch of whosoever's in Walmart. You go on the job tomorrow. They got a bunch of whosoever's on the job tomorrow. Wherever you go, there's a bunch of whosoever. Listen now, whosoever, watch this now, just for you. See, now, they got some whosoever's just for you. If you trust love and you trust your personality that God gave you, that's something about your personality that I can't get them, but you can get them. Oh, I can't get them, but you'll get them, man. You'll get them just like that, but I can't get them. But you'll get them just like that. That's your whosoever. You see, that's why God got so many of us. That's why the apostle can't do it. That's why the church is full of people, so we got to go get it and do it. Because all those whosoever's out there for us, not for him. Those are our whosoever's. We got to go get them. That's our whosoever's. That's the way God did it. That's the way God designed it. And he gave us the love. He gave us the wisdom to do it. Gave us the compassion to do it. Man, listen. You could have never met Jesus and not have compassion in your heart. You could never have an experience with God and just not have love and compassion in your heart. Bring you to tears. You could have never been in God's presence and sense all that love and not change your life. No. You see, we call to it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. My job is the whosoever, because it's not automatic. That's my job. Evangelism is about the whosoever. That's my job. God made me responsible for the whosoever, gave me the love, and gave me the compassion, because he gave me his divine nature. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's it, brothers. Amen. That's it. Thank you, Jesus is right. That's it, man. Love and compassion, brother. I win them every time. Win them every time. Brother, do.